This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A bill recently introduced in the U.S. Congress targets wolf whacking with snowmobiles on federal land. For the second time in as many years, a bipartisan coalition introduced the bill in the U.S. House to ban using snowmobiles to run over wolves and other predators on federal lands in all 50 states. The act was inspired by the wolf torture in Wyoming in 2024. The Snowmobiles Aren't Weapons Act, or SAW Act, introduced just before Christmas, was inspired by a February 2024 incident near Daniel, Wyoming, in which local resident Cody Roberts ran down a wolf with a snowmobile, captured and abused it, including taping its mouth shut, kicking and beating the animal, then showing it off in a bar for hours before killing it behind the Green River Bar in Daniel, Wyoming. Initially, Roberts was charged only with illegally possessing wildlife, and his game permits, including hunting and trapping permits, were not taken away. To add insult to injury, Roberts' attorney in December asked a judge to drop the felony cruelty to animals charge filed against Roberts. Wayne Pacell, president of Animal Wellness Action and the Center for a Humane Economy, pushed for the SAW Act both this year and in its first iteration in 2024. Pacell said, "I think the Cody Roberts incident is still in the forefront of the minds of so many people." The Daniel Wolf incident put a national and international spotlight on the practice of running down predators with snowmobiles, commonly called whacking. The SAW Act would ban the practice on federal lands in all 50 states, but would not apply to state-controlled lands or private property. State statutes banning whacking are already on the books in Oregon, Colorado, and Minnesota, Pacell said, but wolf whacking hasn't been banned in Wyoming. Pacell said he's hopeful that the new version of the SAW Act will succeed because whacking is broadly opposed across party and ideological lines. This is something that every dyed-in-the-wool hunter and every orthodox animal welfare activist can agree on, Pacell said. Using snowmobiles is not a traditional form of killing wildlife, nor does it have anything to do with a Western way of life, he said. The introduction of the new SAW Act is co-sponsored by two Democrats and two Republican congresspeople, and it coincides with the introduction in the House of H.R. 845, which calls to remove federal endangered species protection for wolves across the lower 48. Wolf advocates worry that could open the door for more states to allow whacking. Endangered species protection for wolves was previously removed in Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho, and all three states allow wolf hunting and trapping. The Montana State University Bobcats football team is headed to the national championship and will play in Nashville on January 5th with kickoff Monday at 5:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Not only did the Bobcats win the conference division championship and every one of their playoff games, they beat their cross-state rival, the University of Montana Grizzlies, twice this season, and met and beat the Grizzlies in the playoffs for the first time in the 127-year history of the rivalry, with a final score of MSU 48 to UM 23. The Grizzlies finished the season 12-2, with both losses to the MSU Bobcats. After MSU won 31-28 in Missoula in the last game of the regular season, in two games in just 4 weeks, Montana State held the Grizz to 51 total points. The Cats finished the season with a 13-2 record and a winning streak of 13 straight games. Montana State advances to the FCS championship for the second straight season and the third time in 5 years. MSU Bobcats football head coach Brent Vegan is now 60-12 in his 5 seasons leading the Bobcats, with an unbelievable record of wins at home, 40-2 losses. The Bobcats have made 15 appearances in the Division I AA FCS playoffs. They've won one national championship in 1984 and are two-time national runner-ups, 2021 and 2024. Monday night's game will kick off at 5:30 p.m. and be broadcast live on ESPN. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.